Hey guys, Will Durst here with a few choice words about the Democratic Party debates. And those words are, pass the no-dos, please. Oh my God, it was like Ambien Thunderdome. 20 go in, 6 remain awake. There were two-hour debates between the 20 frontrunners, meaning that 4 of the 24 candidates weren't included. And they would have to be considered the big winners here. The two ways to qualify for Miami were either 6,500 unique donors or 1% support in 3 sanctioned polls. 1%. That's only 1% more than either you or I have. And with such a crowded panel, the goal each night was to find some way to stand out from the pack. Some tried to do it visually. Elizabeth Warren wore purple and Tulsi Gabbard red. Jay Inslee wore a green tie because he's the environmental candidate. Andrew Yang didn't wear a tie because he's cool. Eric Swalwell wore an orange ribbon to honor the victims at Parkland. And Bill de Blasio was tall. Others stood up by their actions. Beto O'Rourke, Cory Booker, and Julian Castro spoke Spanish. Elizabeth Warren had more plans than there are blueprints to the Pentagon. Kamala Harris jumped on Joe Biden so hard she might be accused of elder abuse. And then Bernie Sanders piled on in what has to be considered a grisly instance of gray-on-gray crime. There was shouting, accusations, elbows, headbutts, and a couple of kicks to the groin. The only thing everybody agreed on was Donald Trump needs to be a one-term president. The next round of debates is 5 weeks away in Detroit, and already 21 candidates have qualified for those. So they're going to have to come up with a tiebreaker to get it down to the desired 20. I wonder what they'll use. Indian wrestling or knife throwing? For WillDurst.com, I'm Will Durst.